Lots of teenagers fail to do what's good for them. That's normal. But some of them suffer from mental illnesses that make it nearly impossible to achieve their goals. One of this year's radio rookies has been struggling to figure out which category he fits into and whether he even wants to know. His name is Tim, and he's withholding his last name because he doesn't want this story to define him forever.
I love music. Honest music. We want a band, play slide. I remember my first show, the Alkaline Trio. I was 12. I was a tall 12-year-old. I left there a mess. I'd been hit in the face, my shirt was ripped, I was covered in sweat that wasn't even mine. It was cool. I felt like I belonged there.
The next song's called Halloween.
That's the kind of life I want. To be in a band and play shows where everyone has fun. That's not the kind of life I have. I tried having a band, but it didn't work out. I wish I applied myself in school, but I don't. Now I may not graduate. Maybe it's because I've had a rough time, or maybe it's because I'm mentally ill. I don't know what the problem is. The problem is me.
It's bonding time.
At this point, what makes me most happy is hanging out with my friends and listening to music.
I'm Amanda, and I'm Timmy's best friend in the whole world and surrogate mother.
Sometimes I think I'm just depressed. Since I was 6, I've been diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, PTSD, ODD, suspected to have bipolar disorder and depression. Mental illnesses, gotta catch them all. For a while, I felt like I was seeing a new doctor every couple months. You walk in, everything is neutral, bland, go talk to a receptionist, TV in the background playing Judge Judy, a table with useless magazines, uncomfortable chairs. Once you see a doctor, you spill your guts for like 40 minutes about every traumatic thing that's ever happened to you. He gives you a bunch of half-hearted, sympathetic responses. Then you go to a different doctor, and you gotta do the same thing again and again and again. My mom got tired of it, too.
I feel like they just want to tell you, you know, what you did wrong.
I was put on Wellbutrin, Abilify, and Adderall. Sometimes two at once. None of it worked, so eventually I stopped taking anything. Then at 12, my mom took me to a psych ward because I got out of hand with her and my brother in the car.
You took your drumsticks and you started to bang the dashboard, and then Jacob was singing a song, and you got frustrated with him, so you pushed your seat back and you started to hit him. I couldn't get you to stop, so I drove to St. Vincent's. They kept you, like, kicking and screaming and you cursing and blaming me, and then you went into the adolescent unit and you came home as a fire setter.
Come on! She makes me out to be a criminal arsonist. Really? I remember just setting a napkin on fire in the sink with the water on. Anyway, mental illnesses aside, my life is pretty difficult.
Hey, this is Tim. It's like 11. No, it's 10:45. I'm at my aunt's house. I have a lot of stuff to do. I found my fickle friend out in the alleyway. He
said, "You don't look so good." I said, "Hey, doc, that's great." Right now, I'm staying at my aunt and uncle's house because I can't live with my mom and her husband anymore. My dad left when I was 4. My mom's boyfriend physically abused me. Then the next guy, my stepdad, would get drunk and mad and maybe throw an air conditioner out the window. Let's go, go, go. We got into a lot of fights. And last year, I had to leave home with just my backpack from school. Naturally, my mom would tell the story differently. We almost never agree on what happens and why.
You accuse me a lot throughout your lifetime of things that have gone wrong being someone's fault, like someone has to be blamed, and a lot of times you've said that I've, like, deflected that to you.
Whose fault is it anyway? I don't know.
Fresh shirts and raincoats for the cause.
Can you read them if you're sleeping? 'Cause 20 words are for nothing if I can barely get to sleep. Or I can be lonely if she's happy after all.
All right. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Dr. Jennifer Havens. I'm the Chief of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry at Bellevue Hospital.
Okay. All right. So how can you tell if a mental illness is from, like, genetics or just from, like, a difficult life?
Very good question. And the fact of the matter is they are often from both.
So how can doctors tell what I have or don't have?
Sometimes when kids are young, particularly when they're that age, Tim, like 6 through 12, it's not actually clear what their diagnosis is going to be when they grow up, because it can be quite confusing in younger children. And there's a big controversy.
This is when Dr. Havens tried to Jedi mind trick me.
We have very clear criteria for psychiatric disorder. Particularly in older people.
Hold on.
At this point, it would probably be pretty easy if we sat down and went over your symptoms.
All right, Dr. Havens. I almost believed getting reevaluated would be a good idea. But then I remember the bland doctor's office, the useless magazines, and Judge Judy, and spilling my guts over and over again. I tried counseling, too. It made me feel the same or worse.
And, I don't know, for me, it just kind of, like, became useless. So why do you think someone would not want to go to counseling?
Because it feels useless. Okay. Right? You know, counseling has to do something for a patient, for them to want to do it.
Sure, it sounds silly that I don't want to know whether or not I'm mentally ill. You're probably thinking, why not? You could get help and know for sure. But me, I don't want to get labeled again.
How do you feel about being part of a mental health system?
I don't know, it kind of, like, defined my life. So it really didn't feel like I was leading where I was going.
About a year ago, it was kind of the last straw for both me and my mom. Nothing was really working, so we just decided to not be a part of the mental health care system anymore.
In the last year, maybe 6 months to a year, I feel like you know that you're not as quick to anger with me, and you don't rant and rave and scream and yell and have a temper tantrum and then, you know, disappear for a couple of days and not want to talk to me.
Do you think I'm mentally ill or no?
I don't really believe that you're mentally ill. I think you have mental illness tendencies.
My mom thinks I use the possibility of mental illness as an excuse.
Describe the things I do that make me act like a victim.
You don't achieve your goals. And then when you ask why didn't you get up to go to school today, then it's always, there's 10 reasons why, and none of those reasons have anything to do with you.
Okay.
In some ways, having a mental illness would make everything easier. Like Dr. Haven said, it could explain why I can't get up for school.
It's not an excuse. It's just like with ADHD. Kids with ADHD can't sit in their chair. They can't concentrate. It's not that they don't want to. They can't.
She said getting a diagnosis can help you know your limitations. But I don't want to know my limitations. I prefer my problems to be my fault, so I can fix them. I just have to figure out how. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Tim.
Tim's story was produced by Sonda Tai and edited by Marianne McCune. The mix engineer was Michael Jones. Kari Pitkin is Radio Rookie's senior producer. Tune in next week on Wednesday and Thursday for the final stories in the series.